It's Thursday, and that means it's time for another beautifulnews.com story of the week. Every week, we share a really good story, a story about people making a difference in our world, our country, our community, and to the people that are directly like with them. And in COVID-19, in the pandemic and lockdown, a lot of things have changed for a lot of people. And Brent Lindekew, the Good Things Guy, and I talk often about food security and how so many people are going hungry. There are two incredible people in this world, and beautifulnews.com did a short film about them. And I've got one half of the team on the line with me. Ashley Newell is on the line, and she is going to tell us all about food flow. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, now before we go any further, you are one half of a dynamic duo. Please would you say your partner's name? I can't say, I'm going to mess it up and I don't want to embarrass myself or her.
Imming Lin.
Yeah. Imming Lin.
So she's a small scale specialty vegetable farmer here in Hout Bay in Cape Town.
Love this. And together you guys established Food Flow, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So she realized just before, a few weeks before lockdown happened, when restaurants were required to close, within a period of like 2 days, all her upcoming orders were canceled from the high-end restaurants that she sells her vegetables to. And she recognized that this was going to be a challenge for a lot of other farmers. And at the same time, schools had just closed down, and realizing that, you know, a lot of people depend on meals that are provided both at schools and aftercare organizations. Yeah. And she had the brilliant idea of connecting the two.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about your background, Ashley. Are you also in farming, or what background do you come from?
So I have a background in social and economic development. Okay. I've been working here in South Africa for the past 10 years with a number of organizations.
Okay. And how did you, and I mean, get together? How did you guys find each other and figure this out and make this happen?
Yeah, so we're friends, and we've worked together through a few organizations here in Hout Bay, definitely involved in the local community together. And yeah, so when she had this idea, she knew that I've been unemployed for the last little bit, and that I might be able to, she had the idea, but she's busy farming, mm-hmm. and that I would be able to kind of run the operations and make it all happen.
You guys are a dream team. You guys are seriously, seriously changing lives. I want to talk about the farming, and I want to talk about how you're helping. But I first want to talk about the 1 million rand in donations. Can you tell me about this? What have you done with that, firstly? And secondly, how did you go about getting those donations?
Yeah, it's been such an amazing experience to have the support that we have. So I think there's kind of two sides of the coin. Is one that we you know, came up with a simple solution that addresses multiple challenges that our society is facing right now. And then the other part is that we were kind of quick to the draw. So we were launched and ready to go within a few days that we had established our initial partnerships and communities and with farmers. And yeah, we announced the work that we wanted to do about a week before lockdown. So our first delivery, where we had already had great donation support, was the day before lockdown started. So I guess that would be just over 100 days ago now. So we've been able to raise over 1 million rand in the first month that we launched, and to date, just over 1.5 million rand. And we've spent nearly that much, 1.4 million rand, with our small scale farm and fisher communities, with our partners that we're working with to support the work that they're doing, keep them working, keep them growing and catching food, so that we can keep our communities fed during this crucial time.
Now, you spoke a little bit earlier about something that I've always been very, very passionate about, and that's feeding kids. And I know that for very, very many kids in this country and around the world, the only meal that they get is at school or at aftercare. There is no food at home for them. And with lockdown and no school and no aftercare, those kids and those families are now massively impacted and going hungry. And that stress is just compounded on lockdown and money and job security and. Can you tell me, how have you guys been giving back and how have you guys been making a difference to these communities?
Yeah, so we've partnered with over 30 organizations, both mostly in the Western Cape, but also in the Eastern Cape, KZN, and Limpopo as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, South Africa has a huge network of nonprofit organizations, as well as many grassroots civil society, you know, efforts that are going on right now to really connect into these communities to identify the groups of people that are still struggling to access services and are really in need of the additional support right now. So we've had some amazing partnerships with people doing amazing things on the front lines of this pandemic, and making sure that as many children, as many families are able to get a meal. So we support both by delivering, you know, harvest bags that are handed out directly to families so that they have the agency to decide, you know, what meals they cook up for themselves. And we also supply to soup kitchens that enable families to have a cooked meal so that they don't have to use their own resources to make a meal, get a meal prepared in their home. So helping in a few different ways and really trusting the expertise of our community partners on the ground.
But now, obviously, with lockdown lifting and restaurants reopening, this is obviously going to put way more pressure on you guys, because now Aimeng has to supply the restaurants that she would be normally supplying. But also, you guys have this massive, massive group of people that are reliant and need your help. And just because lockdown has kind of lifted a little doesn't mean that their lives suddenly go back to normal. Can you talk me through the way forward?
Absolutely. So we've been purchasing from over 300 small scale farmers and fishers. And although restaurants are opening, unfortunately, many restaurants aren't going to be reopening. And those that are reopening are working on a much tighter budget. And so these producers aren't necessarily kind of so quickly shifting back to their normal business and the normal amounts that they would be selling. So there's definitely still, you know, food available. There's no shortage of amazing food being produced by small scale food producers. But on the community side, we're hearing from our partners that the need is only increasing. And across the board, responses such as our own have seen a very significant drop in support from individual donors. So that is a reality that we're facing. We have had to downscale our efforts, but you know, we have a model that we've proven works, and we've proven we can scale. And we're luckily partnering with a few different organizations that still do have funding to kind of sustain our efforts, looking to partner through grants as well to kind of bridge us into a more sustainable model. So we are actively looking towards the future, working to develop what Food Flow 2.0 might become, something that's a more kind of sustainable social enterprise so that we can keep the food flowing directly from farmer into community.
Ashley, is there a way that we can help?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, as much as everyone is feeling the economic strain of what we're all going through, to be able to continue to support in whatever way you're able to, whether that's sponsoring a harvest bag. We also have quite an exciting book launch coming up. If you're, you know, dreaming of the days when you can travel and adventure again, there's an author that just is publishing his book now in support of Food Flow, and that's a free book launch that you can attend and consider supporting the book, which supports a harvest bag as well. And get in touch if you have skills, if you have ideas about improving our food system and want to get involved, please get in touch. We're happy to have a chat.
Where can we find you guys?
So we're at foodflowza.com. That's our website, and at FoodFlowZA on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, awesome. I'm following you right now. And hopefully you know, I always like to talk about things, initiatives like yours, because you guys are in the Cape, we're in Gauteng, but we have farmers here as well. And I'm hoping that someone hears your story and goes, but if they can, so can we, and why are we not? And the more that we try and one up each other with goodness and kindness and giving back, the quicker we'll help and the quicker we'll change the world. So thank you for doing what you guys do. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to go, nah, but we're going to do better in Joburg.
Absolutely. Go for it.
Awesome. Ashley, one more time, where can we get in touch with you? Where can we follow you?
So Food Flow ZA.